We're joined now by a former Panther on the radio sports page on KNIA Cabarrus. And if you heard the Knoxville basketball broadcast this year, you heard this voice on. Tyler Vasky going to Grandview right now and a former golf standout at Knoxville. Tyler, good to talk to you again. And I'm sure things are quite interesting in these times that you normally should be on campus, but I'm sure you're probably remote learning now for your colleges and everything.
Yeah, right now we're doing online classes. I mean, it's a little different than what we're doing right now. Golf is, we've canceled for the year. We were supposed to be about right around conference time, about the end of April, and probably right now we'd be about down in Georgia, I think, or we'd be playing in Kansas City. I mean, it's a time of this time of year where we just, it's weird and we just don't know what to do, and golf courses are still open, and so we're trying to practice as much as we can.
What's it like, you know, kind of being, you know, at home and, you know, just kind of out of your element, you know, I'm sure, you know, this first time that, you know, you've, you know, experienced this in college and everything, you know, what's this been like for you, this, last few weeks?
A lot of downtime. I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't realize that you look at in life, and it's like things that we don't really need, and it's the things we look back on, and it's like, wow, we have all these things and we're grateful for what we have. And I mean, golf's a big thing, and I mean, I could live without it, but it's just a fun thing and enjoyable thing that I like to do.
Well, let me ask you, you know, you were, you know, just starting your season this spring. In fact, I think before the basketball season ended, you were telling me that you were going to go out to some of these places like Las Vegas. You'd been down, I think, to Texas, and then all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt. What was your first reaction when you, you know, were told, like, okay, guys, we're not playing golf anymore this year?
Well, it was a Friday right before we were getting ready to leave from Vegas on a Friday afternoon, actually, and we got told that we were not going to be traveling to Vegas due to this virus. And, you know, the reaction was like, well, we want to play, but is it risky enough to go down and play and get around all this sickness? And I mean, it really boiled down to many teams canceled, and we just figured we should probably cancel the tournament and not go down there and play.
And you know, when you got the message that then you know, the entire season got canceled, how disappointing was that, knowing that you were probably figuring into a lot of action this year?
Yeah, I mean, the spring season is the main season in golf, and when we got told that it was going to get canceled, I mean, we were expecting like a national championship run and going down to Arizona and playing in some national championship and conference championships, and the team that we had and the seniors that we had, it's just disappointing to know that they didn't get that last ride and that final, like, road to national championship. Luckily, I'm a freshman, so I get 3 more years, hopefully.
Now, is the NAIA doing kind of like the NCAA, offering an extra year, or how are they treating that?
Yeah, so you get an extra year after this year for seniors if they wanted to stick around.
And, you know, any of the seniors going to stick around or take that advantage, or is it kind of like most small colleges, they probably had jobs lined up already by this time?
Yeah, they're not coming back. They're going to be going off doing better things and keeping the money. I mean, it's a lot of money to go play for Grandview when an extra year. They got jobs lined up and better things to look forward to in life.
Well, let's talk about how your game was progressing. I know the fall you really were, you know, one of the team leaders on the team, got some awards and everything. You know, how was your season going? So, you know, to the point when the season got canceled.
You know, my game wasn't all in tip top shape like it was when the fall was coming to an end. I mean, we went down to San Antonio right before the virus, about 2 weeks before, and I didn't play very good. The team didn't play very good, but that was the third time we were outside since October, our last tournament. So it was kind of an experience. And they had the course set up as a PGA Tour course at the Valero Open that was played like last week. It was supposed to be played last week. So it would have been pretty cool to see on TV, but they were setting up the grandstands and things. And it was a tough course, really windy, bad conditions. And it was really hard to get your mind wrapped around that you're playing outside in this weather, and it was only like the third time we were outside.
Well, let's as we're talking to Tyler Vasky, former Knoxville golf standout, now going to Grandview in Des Moines. What are some of your game that you've discovered? Hey, I need to look to improve a little bit. With this, step up to college play.
It would be course management. That's not just like coming out here and saying, "Oh, I need to be better here at driving the ball or chipping and putting." But course management's a huge thing. You gain a lot of strokes off what you do on the golf course and how you do it. I mean, hitting the ball as far as I can or hitting the ball farther than everybody else is not an advantage. Being better at thinking the course and thinking from the hole back to the tee box is a key thing. And I mean, you set yourself up for success when you think that way and not just trying to hit the ball as far as you can or think about being perfect or hitting the best shot. It's how do you manage yourself around the golf course and limit the mistakes?
And, explain that course management a little bit, because it seems like it not only is, okay, I don't really need to smash the ball here to get it to the hole, but then I also don't really need to get frustrated as well. Is that kind of the mental and the actual game of that all wrapped up into one?
Yeah, I think golf mentally is a huge thing. I mean, as what I was saying in course management, like maybe I hit the ball in this location to give myself a better shot from a yardage that I prefer, a shot that fits my eye or something like that. It's not like, well, I'm going to crush it up here to 30 yards or 40 yards off the green and then chip it up. Maybe I hit maybe a 4-iron off the tee and have a 110-yard shot in that I'm more favorable in a type of course that's a little more tougher and a little bit more accurate with a 4-iron off the tee.
What was one of the differences, and I think you talked to me about this earlier when we were during basketball season, what is was some of the bigger differences from high school golf to college golf that you immediately knew and kind of opened your eyes a little bit to, hey, I need to, really up my game here?
The competition was a huge thing, and golf courses we were playing were a lot tougher. When you go into practice every day, it was about competition, and coach tried to emphasize that we're just going to compete all the time, and we're teammates at the end of the day. But golf's a thing of where you don't want other people to shoot bad, but you want to play to your best, and you want them to play to their best. And it was a lot of back and forth competing, and that made us better as the fall season went along.
And what are some things that you're taking away from your first year of golf? Granted, it wasn't a complete year, but your first year at the college level, how much you think you have gotten better as a person and as a golfer that maybe you can take into your sophomore year coming up?
Working during the off season. I mean, I didn't realize how much 36 holes in a day really does somebody. I mean, competition wise, I mean, I can come out here and play for fun for 36, no problem, but it's the mental grind of playing 36 holes and getting your body in shape for that. I mean, working out is a huge thing, and right now it's hard to get into a gym, but you got to find ways to get yourself back in shape and being able to compete with everybody and having the mental edge. Mentally for golf is, if you have the mental edge, you're going to win in a lot of categories. You might not be able to hit the ball farther than everybody, but you will. If you have the mental edge, you can outthink them around the golf course and really help you.
And, what is your coach, now saying? Is he just kind of leaving it up to you guys to, kind of work out? What's the rules now, even though this technically would still be the season going on? How much contact does he have with you guys at this point?
He doesn't have very much contact with us at all. I mean, it's up to us. This is the type of the year where you work on your swing and work on things that your weak points were. Because the summer is where you gain your most improvement. I would say that in winter. It's the fall and the spring season is where you go out and compete and you work to your strengths on the golf course. But during the summer and the winter, you're working on things that you're not very good at. Maybe it's shaping the ball. Maybe it's chipping. Maybe it's putting. It's things that make you a better golfer at the end of the day.
What are you most looking forward to, other than actually getting back to competition, a normal way of life by the time your sophomore year of golf comes around this coming fall?
What I'm going to look forward to is being back with my teammates. I mean, we're at a time where we're not seeing each other, and it's fun to go out and compete with them and have fun and hopefully go win the conference title. I mean, I didn't get the chance to go do that this year, but hopefully we can have a chance next spring. I mean, you never know. We could come around fall and college and universities with this virus, we might have to go to online because you might not want kids from other states or other countries coming in and going to these universities to have a lot of people.
Well, Tyler, good to talk to you again, and let's hope by at least by the fall, you and everybody else are back to a normal life.
Yes, for sure.